A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Therefore we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear. Though our outer man is progressively decaying and wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day after day. For our light momentary affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour, is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory, beyond all measure, excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations of vast and transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease. What language, what amazing expressions that the Holy Spirit inspired in Paul here. In the midst of all his sufferings, all his difficulties, he then speaks about this wonderful treasure. In verse 7, it refers to possessing this precious treasure in vessels of earth, so that the grandeur and exceeding greatness of the power may be shown to be of God and not of ourselves. God chooses to use weak vessels. It's not that through that we can excuse sin and say, well, the more sinful I am, the more God's glory will be shown. No, it means that God is changing us. That's what Paul is expressing here, is changing us from glory to glory. And despite our earthen vessels, our body, and despite the difficulties and the sufferings, Paul says, we do not become spiritless. It's here in the Amplified Version which I've read. We don't become wearied out through fear. You see, there is victory in the midst of sometimes what would normally be despairing situations. Paul says, we do not despair. In other words, we do not give up hope. His faith shines through, and God's treasure in him shines through. And through this verse, it is told that we too are to reflect that glory. And what is that glory like? It is excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations of vast and transcendent glory. Well, this is what the Holy Spirit can reveal through his children. As long as they're not trying to live God's life instead of God living his life in his children. If you're living your life, you will have nothing but shame. If God lives his life, you will have the everlasting weight of glory.